crazy to think about how many chains of events were caused in order to create an entire world war.
What could possibly be so aggravating that it would cause an entire world to fight each other?
I'm Maddie.
I'm Eleni.
I'm Bridget.
And we are here to discuss the events that really led to World War II. There are many causes to World War II, but let's start with Japan. An event called the Paris Peace Conference met where the Treaty of Versailles was decided. Japan participated in World War I and sacrificed a lot to fight in that war. They contributed hundreds of their men and played a large role in securing the sea lanes in the West Pacific. Having done this, they arrived to the Paris Peace Conference where they are almost completely alienated and shut out. In response to the disrespect, Japan's only reaction is to fight back the other countries to gain their respect and show they are worthy of it, which they were. I think this is a fair reaction considering how much they sacrificed previous to the meeting. Their rebellion obviously played a large role in the start of World War II.
The Japanese picked apart and rebuilt their government and social system. The new government convinced people of Japan to support these changes by appealing to their sense of nationalism. Japan said no to bowing down to the Europeans, and with that, they wanted to prove that they were a great modern power, but to also rise to be the big brother. In little time, Japan became a major power with a well-disciplined army and navy. In 1895, the world was stunned by Japan's win against China. In 1904 to 1905, the Japanese had won again against Russia, which was a European power. These victories led to some people of Japan to believe that they were superior. For some military leaders, nationalism turned into fascism, which led Japan to not being able to maintain their economic/military commitments.
Japan for sure took a huge part, if not actually caused World War II. As you said, Maddie, the Paris Peace Conference made Japan extremely upset and brought them back into a stage of rebel. However, Japan's actions made them the main cause of World War II. They started off fighting China and killed over 300,000 civilians. They invaded a multitude of places, including Thailand, India, Malaya, and Singapore, to feel as though they had more power and then proceeded to attack the U.S. Pacific Fleet at Pearl Harbor, the Philippines, and Hawaii, causing America to declare war on Japan. This came from Japan wanting more participation and power compared to the First World War, which is what they got. During Hitler's speech at the Treaty of Versailles, his main goal was to set aside the peace treaty. He had three demands. 1, setting aside of the peace treaty. 2, unification of all Germans. And 3, land and soil to feed their nation. Hitler wanted to make it so that Germany can rise together, and he wants no more death to the Germans. By creating these demands and not signing the treaty, he essentially started a riot as they continued to fight against the wishes of others.
Germany lost a lot of land during this time, plunging Germany and its people into a deeper depression.
Germany also took a huge part in the cause of World War II. Conservative politicians who were very against Germans ended up creating a propaganda cartoon, putting out the idea that Germans were villains and should pay for that, which clearly would upset the Germans and cause them to feel the need to rebel due to the idea that was being put out about them. This could have definitely caused World War II because of the conflict that arose between the Germans and politicians.
A chart showing the German hyperinflation data shows the economic situation in Germany during the 1900s, prior to the Second War. Economic stress was high and the money value was low. Germany became desperate for money, trade, and items, which means they'd do anything to get it, which could mean fighting other countries for their land and supplies, essentially starting a war.
There was a meeting between the British minister and the German dictator, which led to them two forming an alliance, which would mean that they would have to fight and defend each other.
So many countries were taking land, gaining more members, and these actions could make other countries losing land angry that they are now not only losing land, but people. And this could cause a riot between countries and for sure lead to a Second World War.